The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Now, US Secretary of State Marco Rubio has ordered diplomatic correspondents to stop using the Calibri font and return to the more traditional Times New Roman, reversing a shift by the former President Joe Biden's administration to the less formal typeface, which Mr. Rubio called wasteful, confusing and unbefitting the dignity of US government documents. Well, joining me now is Saoirse Hanley, features writer with the Irish Independent, and Red FM's Emer Hallahan, and you're both very welcome to the programme. Saoirse, you might just very briefly outline why Joe Biden made this shift in the first place from Times New Roman to Calibri.
I think it was to kind of allow for a more inclusive or, I suppose, slightly less strict communication style. You know, I think a lot of people will, a lot, certainly in Ireland, will be used to using a certain font style for things like maybe an official document, or particularly in my mind is like university. But generally, as working adults, we can be trusted to choose our own fonts and to write the things that we want to write in whatever style they look like, provided it looks like, you know, it's not in Wingdings or something crazy.
No, Marco Rubio would say, no, we cannot be trusted anymore,
exactly.
Actually. Hence the writ to change back to Times New Roman. And I never thought I'd say this, Saoirse, but I mean, you are almost on the side of Marco Rubio here. You are a Times New Roman fan for official.
I love Times New Roman, but it's just a stylistic thing. I don't know. I have this real like romantic attachment to Times New Roman, but I had a look at my own docs to see what am I usually choosing. And sometimes I'll go for like a Cambria, or I can't really stand the Google Docs standard, which is Arial. But part of me does think that a nice, consistent font does look lovely. Anybody in media or any kind of print media or publishing will know as well the power of a font, how it can look, how you can feel in response to a font that you look at. I do think sometimes a mandate like that, though, is a bit restrictive, because certainly in a you know, professional sense, most of us can be trusted to, you know, correspond correctly and in a professional manner.
So to be clear, you're sending an email to a friend. Do you change your font from the email you're sending to your boss, let's say, your editor?
I would think. I think I'm keeping my font generally the same, unless I'm, like, say if I was writing an article or a column and I was doing that in a Google Doc or in a Word document, I would generally change that font to one that looks nice. And for some reason, sometimes the tone of what I'm writing will inform that. I was looking back at something I wrote recently that was quite serious, say. And to me, the Cambria font seemed like too fun, too full of whimsy to be, you know, given the story that I was trying to tell. But I would definitely, I suppose, tonally maybe change it. And if I was sending a document to like a friend or something, it really wouldn't cross my mind. But I do think that the way that we're communicating like that and through that text format, like, tone is hard to read from text anyway. So I think the other kind of contextual clues we can give of how relaxed we are, or how, you know, comfortable we are with this person, or communicating with this person, I think that's maybe what it's getting across more. Part of me, like I say, is a Times New Roman fan. And I do think that there's a certain, you know, there is a nice thing to be said with everything being consistent. But if you're too strict on the other side of it, I do think there's room for whimsy sometimes. I like an emoji in an email.
Well, somebody who loves an old upside down smiley face is Emer Hallahan. You are a fan, Emer, are you not, of an exclamation mark, maybe a kiss kiss, maybe a happy smile in an email?
Oh, 100%. I actually would say I'm borderline paranoid of coming off aggressive, or, you know, tonally I want to sound like, oh, I'm sending out the good vibes. So I will always send at least a smiley face, a couple of extra exclamation points, or if it's someone that I know well, they'll always get a little kiss kiss, a little smiley face, you know, something like that. I'm not too over the top on what font I use, if I'm honest with you. Like, Times New Roman is probably what I just default go to for everything, no matter the document. So look, there's nothing wrong with it being standardized, but I just think it being this strict on it is kind of intense.
So let's, you know, be clear, I mean? Emer, you're sending an email to revenue, okay, because you're late with a payment. Are you telling me you're putting in a little emoji with the two love heart eyeballs just to let them know you're really sorry?
No, I'll always say, have a fabulous day, have a lovely day, hope you have a great weekend. I'll always sign off with something a little bit more personal, because, you know, I feel like sometimes everything these days is so transactional. You know, every email you send, because there's a lot less phone calls for things, I want them to actually have a fabulous day. So I will sign off and say, hope you have a great weekend, or maybe have a fabulous evening. You know, I want people to have a good vibe for me. I want them to read my email, read my text and say, oh, thanks, Seymour. I have a little bit of a smile on my face.
Okay, I won't penalise her for her late payment there, actually. She sounds like a sounder. Do you think digital communication in general has made us a bit overly paranoid then, Saoirse, about sounding blunt?
I think so. Especially, I think, particularly for women. I think, like, if you compare, a lot of my friends will joke sometimes that we wish we could email like a man, where I think there's maybe a little bit less thought goes into being liked from the perspective, which is crazy saying from an email. Like, I don't know why I want the person getting my email to like me through an email. But I do think that there's a sense of wanting to soften the blow of something. Like, say if you're, you know, I'm not often giving out email criticisms, but say if there's something that needs a correction, or there's something that, you know, I just need to disagree with over email, whatever it might be, whatever chain I'm in, like trying to soften that with, I would add a smiley face oftentimes. Or if I think like a deadline is harsh, then I have to, like, you know, but no worries if it doesn't suit, or, you know, would it be possible if we could get a picture of you as well? Is that okay? Kind of a thing. I do think we can trip over ourselves trying to make each other comfortable sometimes.
Yeah, you see, I think that's a bit of a failing on the part of females, I have to say. Yes, I've seen this on Instagram. It's something that pops up on my phone. Three, you know, messages if you want to sound in control, confident and authoritative. Do not start off with a gentle hi there or hello, exclamation mark. No, I'm hoping, I'm wondering. Way too soft.
That's all I do.
I know. None of this kind regards. You don't know this person. You've got to be more direct in all of this. And I quite like that, I have to say. Do you worry, Emer, about people judging people based on their font? You know, there's a possibility that we maybe think somebody is a little whimsical, a little flippant, a little light if we see them using a jokey, relaxed font.
I think it's more about the wording than anything. And I mean, how many official documents do you get that has a crazy font? Like, you really don't. You know what I mean? I think it's more so your tone. And I think, look, are we afraid of being direct? I don't think, like, that's not so much an issue for me, but I can be direct, but I still don't want them to think that I'm being too harsh. So I will say, have a fabulous day, have a great weekend, whatever. But I do think, are we really looking that deeply into this from a perspective of our everyday emails? I don't think so. I mean, how many times do you actually go in and change the font? Like, if we're being honest, I don't think to myself, oh, I must change out from the standard font. I don't think about that, if I'm honest with you. I suppose in context, if you are writing documents and you're writing papers and things like that, obviously that does come into play and you are thinking about that. But I don't think that the average person on the day-to-day timings is thinking, oh, now is that font all right? Or should I
maybe we should, Saoirse, is there one font
serious
that needs to be sent to the bin forever?
This is actually one that isn't even being used in documents. It's actually more in our faces on social media. And I actually don't know how, like, I don't know what some kind of coding wizardry people are doing. But you know when someone's Instagram caption has, like, a cursive font? That, I think we have to just, if the government are listening, I would love if they could crack down for 2026 on crazy Instagram caption fonts. I don't know how they're doing it.
Okay.
I don't know who's
so
making
if there's
it happen.
A Marco Rubio in the Irish government, this is Saoirse Hanley's call to you for 2026.
Please cancel the cursive, please. I don't know how anyone does it. I just don't want them to.
All right, we're going to leave that conversation there for now. Happy face, smiley face, emoji, two exclamation marks, three kisses, no offence. No offence, girls. Saoirse Hanley and Emer Hallin, thanks so much for joining us here in studio. I did read that Joe Biden actually brought in that Calibri font because it was more accessible for people who might have some difficulty reading. So there was actually, you know, some merit in it, but I can imagine those who are so anti-DEI would not have appreciated that. But anyway, let us know your thoughts and what font do you use, and are you an emoji user in email? We'd love to hear from you.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.